Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you're in Texas, well, it's a party. It's on because it's 100% open. The governor, Greg Abbott, said COVID has not suddenly disappeared, but state mandates are no longer needed. All around the country, governors, mayors are kind of calibrating, feeling out what is feasible, what's safe, what is politically practical. In Chicago, tens of thousands of kids returned to public school this week. Restaurants in Massachusetts were allowed to operate without capacity limits. And South Carolina erased its limits on large gatherings. San Francisco announced that indoor dining, museums, movie theaters, and gyms could reopen on a limited basis. CDC is having a heart attack over this. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who I think has aged 10 years, the director for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said, I know people are tired. They want to get back to life, to normal, but we're not there yet. So where are we? Where are you on all of this? As it has been different depending on the state. Governor Whitmer from Michigan said she was easing restrictions on businesses and allowing family members who have tested negative for the coronavirus to visit nursing homes. Oh, that's good. The worst is when you can't go visit somebody that's in a home, your mother, your grandmother, whoever. Governor Charlie Baker of Massachusetts said that while residents should continue to wear masks in public, it was time for more limits on businesses to be eased. In Kentucky, all but a handful of school districts are now offering in-person classes. Governor Andy Beshear told reporters that the state's falling infection statistics show that immunizations were beginning to make an impact. So what does it mean? The statistics are improving, and the statistics would suggest that the U.S. is reporting more than, you know, remember, 65,000 new cases a day on average, comparable to the peak of last summer's surge. So there are some caveats to this. The statistics have improved since January. The country's averaging more than 2,000 deaths per day, though deaths are kind of a sort of an indicator that lags, because, you know, it takes weeks and weeks after being infected with the coronavirus to actually die from it. More people are getting tested and vaccinated, and, you know, that's making a huge difference. And the numbers from Johns Hopkins tell us that if we look at deaths in the United States, 40 5,956. There have been reports of a few thousand more, but if we stick with Johns Hopkins numbers, that's what they have. That's out of 2.71 million. For our friends listening around the world, 2.62 million deaths out of 118 million cases. So, yay. Let's hope that we are getting closer to the end of this nightmare that's been a year, officially a year it's been in the United States, that things were shut down, that suddenly overnight like that, people were trying to figure out this thing called Zoom because their kids had to be on it, because they had to be on it, because they had to figure out ways, if they were still employed, to re-navigate what was happening in our world. And then, to me, I think the scariest part of what's going on now is the variants. And what does that mean? What does that look like? And, you know, we are being reassured that Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Pfizer, that they all are effective against in keeping you away from the worst of the worst, meaning hospitalizations, going on a ventilator, that vaccinations will prevent that, right? But still, when we hear that and we hear about these variants, then we get the news that, well, you shouldn't really travel. So why shouldn't we travel? I mean, you know, we're allowed to gather indoors with people who have been vaccinated. All these things are being lifted. But then this mixed message about travel, Dr. Anthony Fauci kind of stepped around a question on Wednesday about whether there was evidence to support keeping Americans who've been vaccinated against COVID-19 at home. I mean, what's the science? And he didn't really have a great answer for that. And I'm wondering, every time there's a surge in travel, I think the CDC director, who I said was a nervous wreck of people getting together too soon, she says there's a surge in the country. So I guess the next set of guidelines are going to have more science around what vaccinated people can do, and maybe travel is one of them. Because of the stimulus passing, speaking of travel, American Airlines had some great news. There were people who were getting furlough notices, and they were told to rip them up. They were told that they're not going to be furloughed. That's huge. So 13,000 furloughs after the stimulus package passed, because they're getting big help, they were canceled. Woo! Lots of families affected by that. Lots and lots, right? So a big $10 billion bond and a loan offering are making a huge, huge difference. But are people going to travel? Because you got to fill those babies up. You got to fill those planes and those routes up if you're getting pilots geared up and you're starting to come back to traveling in bigger, and Americans are starting to come back in bigger numbers to travel. And will that happen, and how long will that take? Would you travel? Email me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Would you travel right now? Numbers we can count coming up.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner Center recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
That creep Jeffrey Epstein's home, his Manhattan mansion, sold for $51 million. The good news, funds from that sale are going to be transferred to the Epstein Victims Compensation Program so that new claims can be issued. And that is good news from that perspective. But would you want to live in his house? Ugh. Remember, Epstein pleaded not guilty to federal charges stemming from an indictment accusing him of running a sex trafficking ring of underage girls, some as young as 14. The 66-year-old multimillion-dollar financier was found dead in his cell at the Metropolitan Correction Center in August of 2019. He was waiting to go on trial, and New York City's chief medical examiner said the cause of death was suicide by hanging. There are others who have different theories. But the bottom line is the fact that the money will go into that fund. So that part is good. And again, I can't imagine living in Epstein's place. But look how long it's taken for any movement on that, too. I think time had to pass for that to happen. It looks that way anyway. Five Oklahoma City police officers were charged with first-degree manslaughter in relation to the shooting death of a 15-year-old in November, according to the Oklahoma City Police Department. In their incident report, the officers were responding to an armed robbery call at a gas station on November 3, the report said the store clerk fled the store during the robbery, locked the suspect inside. Once they arrived, they surrounded the gas station, ordered the suspect, Stavian Rodriguez, to come out. He climbed out of the drive-thru window. Surveillance footage shows that was released by the DA that he was stepping out of the window and pulled a gun out of his waistband as officers were yelling for him to show them his hands and drop the gun. He appeared to be putting his hand down on his left side. They opened fire on him seconds later. There was, of course, body cam footage from five of the officers, and it didn't show the actual shooting, but you can hear them yelling for him to stop, show him the hands. It's unclear in the videos who fired the first shots, but you can hear the multiple shots. You can hear them. So police records show that all five officers fired at him. Another officer at the scene fired a less lethal round and was not charged in that incident. And the president of the Oklahoma City Fraternal Order of Police said a loss of life is always tragic. We know these officers did not take firing their weapons lightly. Attorneys have not been listed yet for the officers and no dates for the case and all of that sort of stuff. But they have been charged with manslaughter in this case. Have been charged with it. Moving on to some other types of numbers, looking at the world of entertainment. And now this big push to make movies, because if the world is opening back up, the movies, right? And you know what's become the big movie place? The movies and Australia, and making movies there has just exploded. There's a new movie that Julia Roberts and George Clooney, I guess, are going to be in, and they're in Australia, Brisbane. We talked to many Australians in our Author's Corner, and they've told me that they've, you know, that's what everybody's talking about. And it's because of the low numbers of COVID, but it's certainly pumping money into the economy, whether it's Sydney or whether it's Brisbane or some other place. I mean, millions and millions, like, you know, to the tune of making $30 million in the last couple of pictures. So it's become the in place to shoot. And you wonder, will that flip over, which I would imagine it would eventually. Nothing would be filmed there, but some of it, I would think, would come back to some of these areas in the United States that were pretty big for filming, because they had easy access to, you know, whatever it was. They had good incentive to go to New Mexico, let's say, or in some cases there were places in Georgia, and now Australia has become that place. So I always wondered about this since I grew up near an ocean and didn't spend a lot of time until I started to move around, and I've had the pleasure of living in every part of the United States, meaning, you know, the Southeast, the Southwest, the West, etc. And so I learned about lakes, because seriously, I never hardly ever had spent any time on any lakes, because we were at the ocean a lot. Fishing at the ocean, swimming in the ocean, going scuba diving, doing whatever it was, snorkeling. And what's so interesting to me is I was looking at something the other day about a reservoir at a state park in Sterling, Colorado, and watching how they were pumping 4,600 trout into this reservoir, and it just kind of made me think, don't all jump at me at once. Is it cheating when you fish in a lake and they pump the fish into the lake? Or is it the same excitement of, I got one on the line? Because I'm just thinking, when I was a kid, we would be deep in the ocean, in the Atlantic Ocean, scary deep on my uncle's boat, and where you were seasick the second you left the jetty, the second your boat left those calm waters, and you'd have to sit in a chair and it'd be a giant bluefish that you were reeling in, and you're turning the rod, and they're, for goodness sake, pouring water on your 8-year-old hands. And I think there was something about that chase, and maybe because in my mind it was just bigger. There's this big area, and you're trying to attract the fish with whatever bait you have there. But I don't know. I would be willing to give it a try. So it was phenomenal, though, footage to see just thousands and thousands of trout, you know, hundreds of them coming out. Boom, 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 boom. It was crazy. It almost looked to me like, this sounds weird to say, but almost looked to me like somebody was pumping out donuts, like they're coming out of the chute and flying into the water. It was one of the strangest things. So the number is that. Here's a big number for you. The White House announced that the U.S. is making an additional 900,000 doses of Pfizer and Moderna vaccines available this week. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that the president's signature, by the way, is not going to be on any of the relief checks. So, like, in one breath, we're talking about COVID, and then the next breath, we are still talking about COVID with the COVID relief package, but talking about doses of vaccines and then saying, oh, yeah, by the way. And that, of course, was a dig at Donald Trump, because he had his name, sent out letters with his name on it, and his name was on the checks as the president. Right? So interesting. How about the California governor? He delivered his annual State of the State address this week on Tuesday from an empty Dodger Stadium in L.A., surrounded by 56,000 seats representing the rough amount of number of people who have died during the pandemic in his, you know, in his state. And he's under fire because so many signatures have been put on a recall movement for Gavin Newsom. I talked about this the other day. Last time a governor was recalled was in California. It was 2003. And remember, Arnold took over ultimately as the governor. So will this happen for Newsom? Hard to say. There are a lot of Republicans, certainly, that are pushing for that. And there are a lot of Democrats that are miserable, too, though, that are not happy with what's been going on in Cali. So he has some work to do if he survives all that, because I think they will have a special election. I think there's going to be enough. I definitely think there is going to be enough signatures for that. And can he ward it off? I mean, that's, you know, again, that's the thing. Or not, right? How about this? Kroger is closing three more stores over hazard pay. Yeah, in Los Angeles, over a $5 per hour hazard pay mandate. They're close to closing that, to making it happen. Wow. Saying it's just gotten so bad, and others have had to deal with the same thing. All right, stay with us. We're hopping to the other side. Dr. Hank Lasky.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House announced Wednesday that the federal government was ordering another 100 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine in a move to help meet the goal of having enough vaccines for anyone who wants one by the end of May. Dr. Scott Gottlieb believes that will help get 100 million Americans vaccinated by early April. The former commissioner of the FDA tells CNBC that the hard part going forward will be drumming up demand after the supply increases.
Yeah, I think that the supply is increasing quickly, and I think the bigger issue is going to be demand pretty soon. We're going to have more supply than demand. After we work off the really intense demand that we're seeing right now, particularly from older Americans, I think we're going to see demand start to drop off. We'll get 100 million Americans vaccinated probably by early April. We'll probably get to 125, maybe 150 million Americans vaccinated. But beyond that, it's going to be difficult, and I think we will need to stimulate demand.
This is USA Radio News. There was strong opposition from the Republican Party as the House gave its final approval to the $1.9 trillion emergency spending measure on Wednesday. John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
The measure that was approved by the U.S. Senate March 6th passed in the House 220 to 211. GOP members like Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia called it reckless, irresponsible, and the wrong thing to do because it will enslave future generations to a mountain of debt. Then there was House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
It showers money on special interests, but spends less than 9% on actually defeating the virus.
Jody Arrington is from Lubbock, Texas.
It's a $2 trillion blue state boondoggle and a Trojan horse for their reckless partisan policies.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
This subject is absolutely fascinating, and this book is a tremendous resource, is tremendously interesting, and I would put it for 2021 so far for me on my top five list. Seriously, that's how I feel about this. The Global Pharmaceutical Industry, Economic Structure, Government Regulation, and History. Dr. Hank Lasky is the author. He joins us now. Hank, thanks so much for coming on.
Okay, Kate, I'm happy to be here. I'm flattered by the words you just said about my book, but in my soul, I know it's true, so.
Yeah, and what happened is I went back and I made sure I poured over a few things after we had our off-air conversation, and
okay.
I want to take people down the path of how did you get here, because you worked in the industry in a different way but for a long time. So tell everyone a little bit about your background.
Well, I was the MBA director for pharmaceutical and chemical studies at Fairleigh Dickinson University in Teaneck, New Jersey, for the last several years of my career in academia. And one thing I noticed, I got a lot of MDs, that is medical doctors, in my classes who wanted to get an MBA to enter or excel within the pharmaceutical industry. Many of them just wanted to get out of private practice. And there was no book available to teach these men and women who were so idealistic about medicine and the human body and disease, to teach them about profit and economics. The first time I'd ever mentioned profit, they looked at me and treated me thereafter like the devil reincarnate. And that lasted about 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, a sort of an antagonism between me and these physicians. who were my students. So that was strong motivation for me to write the book and try to talk to those people with that mindset, as well as other people who would do the scientific research in the pharmaceutical industry and still others who would do the marketing of the drugs worldwide.
Yeah, and it's interesting in talking about those doctors, something that you said stuck out of my mind where you say, nerds live in labs around the world.
Well, there was a long period of my life when I was a nerd. I use that term very lovingly. These are wonderful people who are at the very base of pharmaceutical everything. The entire industry is built upon these nerds who do this exacting work in enormous detail and precision. You know, I love them. The nerds are good people. They're part of the industry.
I agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. I address a lot of science in the book. I have molecular structures of drugs and their chemical precursor molecules. I discuss how to extract coal tar, how to extract methanol from wood, as well as from petroleum, the hydrocarbons of life, so to speak, that we use to synthesize medicines, as well as natural products and nutraceuticals, et cetera. So I try to cover a pretty wide swath, and indeed, I think I cover the entire industry worldwide. I think I did that.
Yeah, and as you say, I mean, you get down where you're telling us about very specific things that are so interesting, the science, medicine, the technology, the regulation. What's the regulatory framework like?
Well, that's very fascinating to me at the moment. I do discuss throughout the book the social and political upheavals that took place in France in particular, but across Europe. Two centuries ago, where socialism really flowered. And I see, you know, the cynicism today of so many Republicans thinking the same is happening in our government. So talking about regulation of the pharmaceutical industry, so crucial to human health. You know, governments have always been very interested in this subject matter and regulation in order to keep prices low and provide a good quality of care for their citizens. And you've had both conservative and liberal governments make promises along those lines to win public favor. So when these laws have been passed, particularly in the United States, but elsewhere, they've copied our Food and Drug Administration largely. When these laws are passed, they usually are very specific. And they get down to the nitty-gritty where you need a bunch of nerds to comprehend what they're talking about. You know, but once you understand it, it's pretty straightforward. You just build a manufacturing plant and crank the stuff out all day and all night.
Yeah.
And that's how the industry runs.
Yeah. And when you look at the industry now, it's like a love-hate kind of deal with, I'll just say, the public, or you mentioned it, politicians, depending on interests, etc. And it is funny, right? It is funny.
Yeah, it is.
And so you look at that and you see the good side, which you've seen that has helped people get well, that's developed drugs quickly. I mean, look at what's happening in the world today. What is the biggest
Absolutely.
Yeah, what's the biggest misconception, do you think, that people have about the pharmaceutical industry?
The enormous amount of money that it takes to develop drugs. Pfizer developed its drug for coronavirus in record time. Certainly, you know, the CEO of Pfizer was talking to Donald Trump on a regular basis. They were forced politically to crank it out. And they did. They did. And it cost a bundle of money. You know, and that's the thing. It requires so much investment. And this is dollars and cents that people work for every day, earn a salary, pay their mortgages, et cetera. They're seeing hundreds of billions of dollars going into the pharmaceutical industry for research and development and marketing, and they just don't get it. They don't understand that it costs that much to do what the industry does. And even the nerds, think about the nerds for a minute. Here you have very highly trained men and women out of school, And they're looking for a nice environment with which to live, possibly get married, raise their children, good schools, good social, a theater district and cafes and restaurants, and to develop that kind of a society that will keep these people happy for 25 or 35 years of their lives is a tall task, and it's an expensive task. You have to pay these people a lot of money. And so your listeners of the show tonight, they can enter the industry. If they read my book, they'll know it all. And they can make a lot of money and raise families and enjoy the American way of life and help mankind as we journey into the unknown.
Boy, isn't that the truth, the unknown. We're speaking with Hank Lasky, and the book is The Global Pharmaceutical Industry, Economic Structure, Government Regulation, and History. And one of the things you told me is, and I think this is absolutely true by what we've said here, only the best of the best will move up in pharmaceuticals. That's true, right?
Certainly in the leadership capabilities, yeah. Yeah. But you have, pharmaceutical companies have learned the techniques of human resource management and how to group people working inside the industry or a particular company by different skill sets. So you're working with people that pretty much like what you like and know what you know, and you know, you can roll up your sleeves together and get a job done. Yeah, and you can feel the enormous satisfaction of doing that. You know, working with your peers, people who are just as smart as you are and think like you think, you know, and the companies know how to manage that. They're so good at it. They use the best consultants in the world come in and do seminars and things for them to promote this kind of human resource management. And when you retire from the industry, think about that. They actually have programs to teach you about entrepreneurship that the company pays for when you retire so that you can continue in the industry in a consulting capacity. I mean, the industry takes care of its own. And it's not so much the best of the best will succeed. It's just the dedicated people who really love this stuff, you know. Human life and anatomy and physiology and zoology and cellular biology and chemistry and biochemistry and physics. I mean, if you like that stuff, then you're going to need to read my sections on economics. If you are an economist, you're going to need to read my sections on chemistry, etc. And in the middle, if you can perceive what I'm talking about, you'll learn a lot. I guarantee you that. I've taught this stuff for many years. I saw the reactions in the students. I fielded their questions. I mean, this was in person as well as televised class instructor. And they're smart. They're good. And they, if I made a mistake, they would nail me, man, to the wall or the blackboard. You know? So I had to get it right.
You got it right. You didn't make a mistake. So the book is fantastic. The Global Pharmaceutical Industry, Economic Structure, Government Regulation, and History. Hank Lasky, you're tremendous. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much, Kate. I so enjoy talking to you because you're smart yourself. You've done this yourself. You've written books yourself. You've been awarded high awards in journalism. And I think your audience will benefit from my book. And it doesn't cost much. You can get it for $35 on Amazon.
That's right, even less on some days, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not in it to make money. I'm in it for a totally different reason that only a few people will understand. I want to help mankind make it into the future.
I love it. Hank, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Kate.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming up on Friday, there's a new documentary about Britney Spears, Framing Britney Spears. And it's streaming, I guess, on Hulu. But what's interesting about this, there's an interesting nugget about this. And it's in examining her life, it's taking a closer look at a couple of things. And of course, the conservatorship that she's been subjected to since 2008, when her psychological problems started to mount and they started to fill up all the tabloids. So it brought up something interesting to our attention, and the perfect person to talk about this is Peter Strauss. He is a senior partner at Pirro, Connor, and Strauss. And this is his bailiwick, if you will, or certainly one of them. So, Peter, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate, for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So let's talk about that word, conservatorship. Some people may be actually hearing that for the first time. What is it?
Well, conservatorship is the California term for guardianship. Here in New York and in many states, it's called guardianship. Many states, it's called conservatorship. But essentially, it is the same thing. It is a judicial process to name someone to essentially be your life manager. You can have a conservator or a guardian over your person for your personal needs, and or a conservator or guardian over your property management. And it usually requires a finding that you are, quote, incapacitated, meaning that you're unable to perform those tasks of life. You can't take care of yourself, you can't make healthcare decisions, or you can't manage your property. And it is not unusual for people who are celebrities to have psychiatric problems, medical problems. And then someone wants to intervene in your life because they think you need assistance. And the whole basis, the legal basis and theory behind guardianship is we have to balance a person's right to be independent, control their own lives, and even make bad decisions, provided they have the capacity to understand what's happening to them. And obviously, back in 2008, some judge in a proceeding in California decided Brittany could not perform those functions regarding her personal needs, her medical care, and managing her career, her finances. So here we are today, and just last December, a month ago, the court decided to extend the guardianship at least till September 3rd, 2021. So this is a challenge for all of us, because what do we do when we're in this situation? How do we defend ourselves? And even more importantly, how do we prevent it from happening to each one of us?
Yeah, boy, that's the first thing that popped into my mind. And you think of people getting older, and I know you specialize in that a lot. You're a founding member of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys. So
correct, I teach guardianship law and run a guardianship clinic at New York Law School, and it's a big part of my law practice at Pierre O'Connor and Strauss, including trust and estates. But this is a big part of it, because we do elder law, and we work with a lot of aging people. And every time your children think you're not behaving properly, you know, can they go and have themselves appointed as your guardian and make decisions for you? You know, it's not about whether we like what our parents are doing. They have a right to make bad choices even if it's harmful, provided they understand what's happening.
Yeah, so that's the key. You have to determine that. And how do you do that?
Well, this is what we try to reach out to our clients about, and that is having what we call advance directives, legal documents that in the event you're not able to manage your finances, you have a power of attorney, possibly a revocable living trust to manage your property and your finances, and you pick the people that you would want to manage your financial affairs. You pick your agent under the power of attorney. You have a successor who you trust. You pick your trustee. You can be trustee of your own revocable trust until you become incapacitated, and then you have a trusted friend or family member take over. Same thing with healthcare decisions. Everyone should have a healthcare proxy, or in some states it's called a medical power of attorney. And they should pick the one who will carry out their wishes, not just decide what's best for the older person or the younger person with disabilities. Brittany was not an old person. She was a young person. So this can happen to any one of us. But if you have those tools, at least you have a chance of being independent to the greatest extent possible, because the court won't appoint a conservator or guardian if you've made these arrangements. It's like a defense to the intervention by the state through the family member. It's a balance between autonomy and paternalism.
Oh, so it's so important to, no matter what age, it's so important to get these documents in place, really.
Absolutely correct, and particularly during the pandemic. I mean, we reached out to our clients in New York City and the Albany metropolitan area to tell them this was not the time to procrastinate. The lesson here is plan ahead. And maybe had Brittany selected the people that she would have wanted to manage her affairs, during, let's say she was in a psychiatric institution for a month or so, who would do the manage? Who would manage her life? Now, psychiatric issues are much more complicated. It is much more difficult, and I think properly so, to protect with strong rules about how you can be placed in a psychiatric facility against your will, an involuntary placement. And in some states here, like in New York, we have very strong protections for people. So a guardian can't even make a involuntary placement in a psychiatric facility in New York. Physicians have to determine that the person is at risk to themselves or others.
Yeah,
so the Britney Spears case is critical, and I know there's the Free Britney movement, and maybe we'll learn more about the details, but most of the time these cases are private. But we do know that the guardianship is going to be continued at least till September 3rd of this year. And then presumably there'll be another hearing and the judge will have to decide whether it should be extended. You know, it's interesting. The current guardians are saying, well, we're not totally controlling Britney's life. We're allowing her to perform and make records and do business deals. Well, if she's capable of doing all of that, maybe she doesn't need a conservator. You know, it's a two-edged sword here.
Right. And so I would think if you were, if whoever her lawyers are, or if she has them independent of that, that's what they would argue.
I certainly would hope so. I would.
Yeah. Yeah, I would too. It was making me think that you're almost like, and certainly I don't know much about her father, only all these crazy things we're reading, but then you're like the cash machine, and it's a whole different ball game there.
Correct. And the question is always, is the guardian acting in the best interests of the so-called incapacitated person? Now, in New York, we're moving away from designating people as incapacitated. Sometimes the judge will appoint someone to manage the affairs of a, quote, person in need, because there is a stigma to being declared to be incapacitated. Sometimes it can't be avoided. But we try to work out some kind of a reasonable compromise. But psychiatric issues are really very complicated. And, you know, I could go on with a lot of stories about parents who come in and talk about their child who's schizophrenic and takes medication for a while, then believes the medication may be what's causing their problem, stops taking the medication, winds up back in a facility. So these are among the most difficult and sensitive cases that I have to deal with, and they're hard to deal with. So we'll see what happens with the Britney Spears case. The outsiders can't make a judgment, but I'm looking forward to this documentary tomorrow night, and then maybe we can talk again to
see what they say.
To see whether we've learned anything that we can't talk about today.
Yeah, absolutely. So people listen to this. I'm sure it's opening their minds to what they can do. So how do people get more information on conservatorships?
Well, we have a lot of webinars and articles on our website, pierrolaw.com, that should be able to answer a lot of people's questions. There is, of course, a lot of information on the Internet. You have to be careful, obviously, that it comes from reliable sources. But we have National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys has materials on our website. The American Bar Association has a commission on problems of aging based in Washington that has wonderful materials about guardianship. There are conferences every 10 years, I think, called the Wingspan Conferences about guardianships, and they're wonderful reports. So there is information out there, but get it from a trusted source.
Yeah, that's great advice. Peter Strauss, what a delight to have you on. Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.